got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
Let's not pretend like we're all above it. We know it's probably not the best thing to be doing a lot, but fast food restaurants are there for a reason.
My boyfriend looks at it as like a reward. Because the gym that we go to, there's a Macca's, a KFC, and a Red Rooster like right near them.
Highway to hell.
And so after we finish at the gym, he'll be like, what treat are we getting today?
Well, see, no, that's the thing, because I've had my indicator on and gone, no, bad boy. And, and it's tricky, especially when they're so close to the gym. But I want to talk about the whole fast food.
Sure.
So bloke in the UK, a dad in particular, was waiting to get his two kids some food and himself. He waited what he believed to be too long. I'll tell you what he ordered. You tell me how long you think it took. Two McFlurries and a milkshake.
Okay.
Two McFlurries and a milkshake.
That's all he ordered.
That's all he ordered. No one else in the store.
Surely that's sub 10 minutes. Like if the ice cream machine's broken, maybe a little longer.
This is made news, mind you.
Wow.
This is at a McDonald's, and this applies to all fast food restaurants. 8 minutes before he absolutely threw the toys out of the
Eight
top.
8 minutes?
8 minutes before he deemed fast not to be fast.
Mate,
enough.
I've waited 25 minutes at a Red Rooster once.
All right. It's just...
just saying.
I know.
8 minutes, I'd be like, oh, that was speedy.
Yeah, see, this is what I wanted to know on 5223295. Where are we categorising fast for fast food?
I think, in my opinion, sub 10 minutes.
Sub 10.
That's fast
food. No one else in the restaurant.
Yep.
I've been into a packed fast food restaurant and got it out under 10. This bloke's gone in with his two kids, milkshake, two McFlurries.
Yeah.
8 minutes.
I mean, they're getting a report on that, though. Like, obviously.
Yeah.
Like, did they send him to the weight bay?
Yeah.
Because they've got to get him out of the drive-thru.
So he physically walked into the
store.
It wasn't drive-thru. So standing in.
See, this is the thing. Drive-thru times, even faster. You want a fast food? Go through the drive-thru. They can't keep you in the little drive-thru for too long because they get in trouble.
No.
No, they do. They have to meet these quotas, Tim.
What are these quotas? You don't even know what you sound like you're talking about with these quotas.
They have like quotas of how quickly they...
Just because you're waving your hand around, I still don't understand what you're
saying. How quickly
they
need to get people through the drive-thru. I swear. Someone who works in a drive-thru, give us a call right now and verify this because I'm sure they have to meet quotas to get people through the drive-thru faster.
5223295. What is the maximum amount of time where a fast food restaurant has failed at being fast? It's Joe from Leopold. When is fast food no longer fast? Give us a time.
When you're waiting 8 minutes for two McFlurries and a milkshake.
Oh, so just you fully
Straight
agree
up.
With his dad, hey?
100% as a... An ex-McDonald's employee that's worked quite high up in the chains at a Macca store, that'd be unacceptable.
Would that be like a reprimand? Like, would you, at the end of your shift, would they be like, listen, Joe, you made that man wait 8 minutes, not good enough?
Well, at the end of the day, if you're working with me, you wouldn't be waiting 8 minutes to begin with, so you wouldn't have a reprimand.
Tooting your own
happy meal
there.
You'd be like 120 seconds and you'd be out the door.
Joe, we need to get you in here for some admin. I think
McFasty over here.
Jeez, Joe, thank you very much for your call. Julie in Cario, what are you thinking? When is fast food no longer fast?
My opinion, 3 minutes tops. I waited. No, it's fast food for a reason. Like you drive through, you want your food, you're in a hurry, you got to get back on the road. If I can't keep up the speed, what is the point? You might as well go in.
But you got to remember, like, say you pull up or you walk in, you go, hey, I want 15 big burger meals or big chicken meals. You can't be expecting that in anything less than 10 minutes.
It defeats the purpose of fast food, but I'll tell you one thing. Before COVID, I took my daughter down to KFC, drove from Lara to KFC across from Ford, ordered a giant feast. 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes, it was about 6 minutes. Ordered. No, listen, please. And I'm sorry, hello, hello, like, are you there? They took my order. and then proceeded to tell me it was longer than 6 minutes that they had run out of chicken.
It's in the word giant feast.
Surely
it's,
I would
there's
have
a lot of food
fuming.
There.
They ran out of chicken, Tim.
They ran out of chicken.
All right. Maybe we should have preferenced the start of this, but let's not throw brands through the mud while we're doing this.
Do you know who's super fast in town?
Oh, okay. Yep, so right after we said no names, go for it.
Have you ever been through a bean squeeze and been, like, standing in the line for more than 2 minutes?
Having one Never. Coffee for my whole life? No, I haven't, Jess.
Mate,
I know.
By the time you drive around to that second window, all they've right. got that coffee ready
Kirby,
to go.
Kirby, you want to get in on this cat fight right now? When is fast food no longer fast?
Coming from a previous hospitality worker, I can actually say that, yes, there is specific time limits that are given to the staff when they're actually servicing the drive-through. So when it comes to those kind of big wait times, you're looking at things that aren't ready, and majority of the time they're probably still cooking, or the person has requested something special for their meal. So, you know, like lactose intolerance, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. So you're looking at making times for these specific meals that people need. I'm lactose intolerant myself, so if I send a burger back, that's because there's, you know, dairy and all that kind of stuff on it.
Right.
So unless it's an actual, like, specified item, or they're waiting for things to come out of the kitchen, those kind of things are usually what's holding them up. Or, you know, switching the syrups over in the drinks machine, because that can actually mess up the mix of drinks, because there's a 50-50 those kind of things.
Kirby, what I'm figuring out, and I think, Jess, you might be onto this as well, is I think maybe my life, I'm not as busy.
We are never in a hurry to get anywhere, Kirby.
I can cop an 8-minute wait time, where I understand people with real jobs and families might not.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Because there's nothing that this show loves more than a absolutely crazy conspiracy theory.
I just think it's a bold stance to take to not believe in any conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, live a little.
I mean, notoriously, our favourite conspiracy theory is that all birds are spies.
Yep, they're all drones, cameras recording everything we're doing and saying. If it flies,
it spies. Of course. But there's a new theory that's popped up thanks to a TikTok creator called Felicia for the Win.
Great name. Sure, tell us about Felicia for the Win.
It's the future us theory, right? And it's supposed to explain aliens.
Okay.
Stick with me, because it's a journey.
All right.
Right? So the way Felicia has described this is that currently we are sitting at a point in time where we've had the internet for about 20, 30 years. And so we are at a point in history where we have access to more information than we ever have before.
Yep. Right? Speed of light. It's all happening fast.
Yeah. So, I mean, it goes without saying that eventually we will continue to evolve as humans, mm-hmm. and evolution,
yep.
if we keep having all this knowledge,
yep.
our brains are going to get bigger, right?
Yep.
Heads bigger.
We're going to look like Megamind.
Right. Keep that in mind. Just put a pin in that for now. Right.
Okay.
Stick with me. Okay. I know I'm going to start sounding like one of those crazy people.
Yep. Do you want me to get the tinfoil hat, or are you happy to push on?
So Felicia then said, if climate change keeps going the way we're going, eventually, as a species,
mm-hmm.
we're going to go outdoors less and less,
mm-hmm.
because we're not going to be able to cope with the extreme heat.
Yep.
And so eventually our skin may evolve to be that, like, similar to, like, a hippopotamus who, you know, they've got, like, that real thick, like, kind of leathery skin so they don't get burnt.
Oh, yeah, the last time I saw a hippopotamus in person, I touched it, and, yep, that's what it looks like and feels
right?
like.
So put a pin in that as well. And then she said, eventually we may even evolve to we won't even go outside in the day because the climate has gotten so terrible.
Ah, the old nocturnal hippopotami.
Yes, so we might even get really, like, nocturnal eye vision and big eyes, yeah. right? So put all those images together, Tim, that I've told you to put a pin in, right? So big head, big eyes, leathery skin, grey leathery skin. What are we starting to look like?
I was thinking Shrek, but it's green. Megamind? I don't know. I'm not following. Help me get there visually.
Similar to a Megamind, aliens.
Oh, we're turning into aliens.
Right?
But Jess is showing me, like, a classic alien film.
Yeah.
Is that giving me the bird, by the way?
It is.
Oh, it's giving the ET finger. Sorry.
So future us theory suggests that we evolve eventually into the alien-like creatures that we have seen in
the
past.
So the aliens that historically have been discovered are just human beings that have evolved.
That have evolved to a point in technology where they have the technology to come back in time, and when they come back in time, they are just us in the future. Future us theory. What do you think?
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Okay. I told you. I put that button there and I said, careful, I'll play it when I feel necessary.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic.
Drive all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Jess, this morning I was doing my supermarket shop for the week.
Nice.
I know day later than what you probably should, but that's how the cookie crumbles sometimes. And I was just by myself, so I was doing, when I'm by myself, even if I know what I need to get, I'll do every...
Oh, you do? You do every aisle?
Every aisle. Was, again, we mentioned earlier in the show, I'm not necessarily in a rush throughout my mornings. Sure. You know, we've got an afternoon job.
See, I'm an impulse shopper. So I write a list and I'm like, this is what I'm buying. Don't look at the other aisles, Jessica.
Yeah, well, that's good because like nothing is worse than shopping hungry.
Yeah.
That can really throw everything up in the air. I made my way down the section where you get like toothpaste or soaps and then...
Toiletries.
And then right at the end, men's deodorant. And I'm always fascinated by men's deodorant and the masculinity that it portrays. Like rust, dirt,
ice,
blue. I find it fascinating. And I don't buy my deodorant from the supermarket. So I always, it's like car shopping. You go like, well, I'm never going to come to Ferrari.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a look at the deodorant.
Are you still on that organic stuff?
The natural deodorant.
Yeah, sure.
Don't let it aluminium in your pits, mate. That's what I would say. But there was a scent that I would have never considered to be a scent to use in a deodorant. I sent you a photo of it. But, Jess, this is by the company Tradie.
Mm-hmm.
What do you see? What do you see?
It's a Solo Sweat Crusher.
Like a legitimate Solo branded deodorant.
Like Solo the lemonade.
The lemonade, the thirst crusher. Now they
sweat
have
crusher.
A sweat crusher. Oh now I took a photo of the back of it because I was like, all right, what is it? What does it actually smell like? What is the scent of this? I cannot for the life of me find it. Obviously, it's going to smell like Solo, but it never actually says on the can.
It does. It says it right under there. Deodorant body spray, citrus and cedarwood. It's like the fourth word.
Yeah, bugger me. There is a bit of a reflection, like a light reflection on the photo. But isn't that a weird scent for a deodorant? Like I'm not going, oh, Sunkiss, get it up in my pits. You know?
It does seem bold. I mean, no weirder than like having a cricket or a football scent. Like,
what do you mean?
What is Africa? Lynx Africa.
Oh, that's such a dangerous question. You know,
You're right though. Like, it is a bold choice.
It's a weird venture for a deodorant company to go. All right, scents. Like in the room, they're like, all right, scents. What men? What do they love? You know what they love? Soft drinks, beers, those kind of things. All right, now we've already got a VB. Fragrance.
Maybe
now,
it's just because you don't like Solo. If there was a Pepsi Max can,
honestly, mate, that would be stunning. But do you really want to be walking around smelling like a Solo?
Yeah, well, it's just citrus. I don't mind walking around smelling like a lemon.
Yeah, I guess. Look, someone's calling through. Hello, who's this?
My name's Yvette.
Are you calling up about Solo deodorant?
I am.
Okay, talk us through. What are you? Okay, Yvette. Okay. What's going on here?
Okay, so one of my son's very good friends is obsessed with Solo. He loves it. And he went into the supermarket and saw it, and I can promise you, it doesn't smell anything like Solo.
Oh.
He was so disappointed. He was like, this is the worst deodorant I've ever smelled.
Jeez. Because it's bold. Solo's got their brand on it. It's like, it's the proper logo. Sorry.
It doesn't smell anything like Solo.
He walked into the supermarket wanting it to smell like Solo and was disappointed.
Yes, he was. That is his favourite drink. Everything about Solo. And then I was like, oh my God, deodorant, and it was horrendous.
Wow. I did not think that. So that is because I didn't buy it, but I'll tell you what, now I don't need to because it's not smelling like
Solo. Tell him to get a can of Solo and just dab it a little bit between.
Yeah, you'd be better off doing that.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Spell my name.
Something multicultural.
Something that's a mouthful.
Baby, spell my name. Think we can guess it.
If not, we'll be stressing.
Let us spell your name.
Yes, 52232955. If you give us a call with your name or a name of someone you know that maybe never gets their name spelt correctly, we're going to try our best.
Almost at 30 names so far for 2023 spelled correctly.
We're sitting on six names.
All right, well.
And not doing great today.
Rebecca from Leopold, you want us to spell someone's name? Who is it?
Yes, my daughter's name is
Nevaeh. Nevaeh. Okay.
Sort of like Nirvana, but not.
All right. I'll try N-E-V-E-A, but the A's got like a fun little thing on the top.
No.
All right. Maybe, Jess, it doesn't have a fun little thing on the top.
Okay, I'm going to go out. N-E-R-V-A-Y-A.
No.
How do we spell it?
It's Heaven spelled backwards,
N-E-V-A-E-H. So that's not what I was expecting there,
Rebecca. I've never heard that name before, Rebecca.
It's absolutely beautiful.
It is, and I'm very sorry we couldn't spell it to you, okay?
That's okay. No one can.
That's all right.
Tim, put that one on the old baby name list.
The baby name list for our firstborn. Yeah, I mean, that could be, yeah. Could do Tim backwards Mitt.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's only if it's a boy. We don't know what it is, so we don't know. Jenny in Belmont, you want us to spell your granddaughter's name. Is that right?
That's correct.
What is it?
Avy.
Avy.
Yes.
Okay. A-V-Y.
Nope.
I thought it was like Navy without the M.
A-V-I-E?
Nope.
Oh, no.
Jenny, how's it spelled?
A-Y-V-I-E.
V-I-E. Oh.
Yeah, it does. It does
That's
look like
cute.
That, doesn't it? It's very, very cute.
Put that one on the list too.
Yeah, all right. Okay. I feel like every time we hear a name, you're going to put this on the list. Janae in Geelong, you want to spell your name?
Yeah, please.
Okay, Janae. Now, Janae, you were telling me during the song that you've never had your name spelled correctly.
All right.
Never.
This might be a bold choice. I'm thinking it's J-E-N-A-A-A-Y. Like Janae.
Nah.
Ah, damn, close. You just never know. It was not even close. So there's a bit of a clue okay. there, Jess.
All right. J-A-N-A-E.
Nah.
Oh,
nah, poo.
Sorry,
poo, 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 poo. How do we spell it, Janae?
G-E-N-A-Y-E.
Yeah. Genae. Genae is what you would get, wouldn't it?
No.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
I've been hearing whispers chatter.
Mm.
Secrets in the sky.
Oh, big secrets.
Across Geelong and the CBD, because parking and traffic in the CBD here in town, during the weekend or when there's an event on, hot dog.
Hey, for the work week. Hard to find.
Parking is obviously, and the city of Geelong does a great job trying to figure it all out, but parking is an issue. A lot of people park out of town, either train, bus, walk-in. Everyone's trying to figure out, like, all right, how can we do this? And they're using Melbourne and other cities as a model, and they're going, well, you know what has worked well? Tunnels and train loops.
Sure.
Underground. Let's go underground. And I've even seen some other stories about, hey, how can we get traffic off the highway? What if we do a tunnel under Corio Bay and it whips out around the east side of Geelong? And I'm like, yeah, this is great. And especially like an underground train loop where it goes like Geelong Central, Deakin, goes back around out to the hospital, like that kind of deal. So you can park out, get the train in, get on the loop, la-di-da. Everyone's talking down Everyone's going down, Jess. I think I've solved this issue for everybody. Sure. I think we need to go up.
Monorail.
I swear it's Springfield's only choice. Throw up your hands and raise your voice.
Monorail.
What's it called?
Monorail.
What's it
called?
Monorail.
Main Street. No, but is it time?
It seems like it's Geelong's only choice, Tim.
Are we ready to go up and have a monorail in the CBD here in Geelong?
I mean, there's not that many, like, tall building. So, like, how high up are we talking for this monorail?
I think there is a great amount of space. Get it 3 or 4 stories off the ground.
Right.
I know that the closest example that I can think of is Sydney's version of the monorail. Mm-hmm. And yes, they took it down after about 10 years. And yes, they sold off pieces to it. And yes, they sold off pieces of the actual monorail carts. But I think we can do it better. Mr. Mayor.
Who is the mayor?
I've forgotten his name. But we need a monorail in town.
Sure.
You're telling me, you're looking me dead in my face and saying we don't need a monorail. No. And that's not going to better the situation.
I agree with you. Let's go up.
They wouldn't have written a song about it on The Simpsons if it wasn't a good idea. And yes, I understand that episode also refers to the failure of said monorail. But that's a cartoon and we can't live our life off cartoons.
No.
Jess.
When has The Simpsons ever predicted anything?
Zip your lip. I just think a monorail would solve a lot more problems than people are realising. And I'm happy to take calls, questions, emails, any correspondence.
Are you at all an architect or have any background in this sort of thing?
How hard? Up seems...
How hard can it be?
How... Up sounds way easier than down. You got to dig so much. You got to, die before you dig. Oh, what's there? What's here? You know what's up? The sky. Earth. I think we need to stop looking down and start looking up monorail.
You know they need to put, like, structures down for the up.
You're
right?
On K-Rock. We've run out of time today.
Goodbye. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.